I thought maybe what I could do, and maybe it's not so exciting, but it's to kind of take through the thought process that somehow led me to ending up looking at humming and what I was calling bureaucratic frequencies in the pad that I created yesterday afternoon. Also just to say thank you for everyone's contributions this morning and also throughout the week. I've actually been struggling throughout the week on the theme of bureaucracy, and I think that's reflected in my presentation now. I have a quite complicated relation with bureaucracy, I would say, because as someone who's interested in infrastructures and support structures, there are ways in which bureaucracies are some of the most thorough support structures we have conceived to date. But then, of course, as we all know, and as soon as you start studying bureaucracies, they also amplify some of the worst, shall we say, frequencies in the cultures that they kind of sprout out of. I was immediately taken at the beginning of the week by Hans's talk and his focus on the part of Hans' talk at the beginning that focused on bureaucratic forms of bureaucratic perception and counter-perception. And of course, the title of the workshop, Bureaucracy, also is hinting at this kind of counter. I think that where I landed at this on Friday was, what is a bureaucratically informed perception? I mean, that's basically my question and contribution is what is it? And I think we've seen many different forms of that today, this morning, especially with the kind of creative takes on that. So how did I end up on humming? In this year, I've been working with friends on projects that involve poetry and poetic engagements with topics such as accountability. As I was not having any sense of how to digest everything on Thursday, I started just writing bad poetry, which I found to be quite nice when I get stuck with thinking. I can read a short bad poem, as I would call it, on bureaucracy. It goes like this: one has produced two has produced three, serial grammar of an executor, bureaucratic transparency exposes more than it reveals. A joined to B, B joined to A, debits, credits, gains, expenses, the ledger aligned, counting in lines, positive obligations, gray calculus, the master's tools, paperwork, paper pushed on paper, data pressed into metadata, shuffled, indexed, layered, stacks that bury and unbury, procedures, protocols, operations, protocols, procedures, chains of perception and unperception. Bureaucracy tells no stories. Repeat, bureaucracy tells no stories, despite its grammar of legibility, rather the constant hum, its quiet telling frequencies, the typewriter, the flickering halogen tube, the shuffle of feet that give it all away. So that came out on Thursday, and what grabbed me in that was the line, the constant hum. I don't know why, but for some reason, I wanted to think about humming after that on Friday. So you can see on my pad some notes on humming. It reminded me of a very nice project by Lawrence Abahamdin, which is kind of counter-perception or a citizen-oriented counter-perception project, looking at electricity mains and frequencies. I guess in a project like that and something like the sniffer dog that we just saw in the last video, you have these kind of heightened forms of perception or focusing your attention to certain aspects within a bureaucratic milieu. Here with humming, I guess it's indicating towards acoustic phenomenon. So like the waiting room clock just ticking and ticking, the steps and corridors, the shufflings, the tappings, the small ongoing reverberations that one might want to pay attention to in such milieu. These kind of, as Tina Camp would make us think of, these kind of subtle frequencies, and especially in Tina Camp's case, thinking about how things are occluded by such forms of routinization and often quite harsh standardization. And these things can often be perceived as constant and standardized, but I guess a project like Hummingbird Clock and a kind of heightened awareness and a situated heightened awareness makes us think of how they might seem constant, yet they are unique and indexical. So they can be kind of indicators. I've also found helpful this week to just jump in and jump out of was David Graeber's text on bureaucracy. And in that text, in the halfway point, maybe he says, bureaucracy tells no stories. Administrative procedures are very much not about the creation of stories. In a bureaucratic setting, stories appear when something goes wrong. When something runs smoothly, there's no narrative arc of any sort at all, which I thought was interesting in relation to our kind of task of doing stories. Bedtime stories, I wish I'd had more time because I would have liked to turn this into a bedtime story. But so I guess maybe that tells us how bureaucracy is kind of non-heroic. It's intentionally non-heroic. It's designed not to tell stories. It's an annotator, an accountant, rather than a storyteller. It just hums along. It doesn't necessarily want to turn that hum into a signal that stands out too much, possibly. I do think there's a way in which that's changing with the kind of rise of fascism and other forms of governance at the moment. But I haven't got through these thoughts very, I haven't got very far in these thoughts. I think with humming and with frequencies, you can think about, and especially thinking about a kind of bureaucratic perception, you can think about resonances, attunements that happen within bureaucratic settings. You attune to the form you have to fill out. You try to find a frequency in your voice and your responses that doesn't upset the bureaucrat that you're interacting with or the bureaucratic procedure. So attunement, I think, is important here. And then as I ran out of time yesterday with the kind of frustrating searching around the internet for sounds, one thing I found out is that humming can be good for you. I found a voice coach on YouTube that is explaining why humming is a good for your vocal cords. So humming is also good for you, apparently. So my final final question, just to kind of emphasize where I landed here, was what kind of perception or counter perception, if we want to think about that way, is a focus on humming or bureaucratic frequencies. And where Hans said the cases he was looking at, the kind of counter forensics, was very much an aggregated perception, which I really, as someone who's also looked into stuff like that, I really agree with. I'm wondering what this perception is. I think it's definitely a sensitivity towards living in and with bureaucracy, wherever you are within that, whatever your position is. I think there's if one is focusing on frequencies, it's a kind of a sensitivity there to those things, the acoustics of living within and with bureaucracy. And we even saw that we could, if you want to see it that way, we even saw the guard dog or the border dog. Their senses had been attuned with the nose and all the other senses that perhaps comes up that dog is trained to be, as someone said, greedy towards. We had lots of birds this week, and I guess humming, we have a hummingbird. And so another poem I came across by a very nice poem. I've kind of redone the ending line of that poem. At the border, we have these hummingbirds pollinating our visas. We're not pollinating them. And that's my time. Thank you.
Thank you, Erik.